morning. Welcome to the Masters. Great morning. Who just joined us on the Masters call? Give us your name,
Washington.
Where you're calling from. Go ahead. Great morning. Welcome to the Masters call. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Chris Washington calling from Alabama, the brother of Keith Washington.
Hello. How are you, Brother Washington?
I'm doing incredible, pinching myself, trying to make sure I'm not dreaming. How about yourself?
Oh, no, you sure are dreaming. I am great and blessed and highly favored, and so are you. Welcome to the Master's Call. Who else has joined us on the Master's Call this morning?
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. We praise God for you, and we thank you for calling in to the Master's Call. I heard someone else come on the line this morning. Go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from before we start this call. We have a few more seconds before we get this call started. Go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from.
Nancy Johnson, Columbia, South Carolina.
Good morning, Nancy Johnson. How are you this morning? Great morning to each and every single one of you who have dialed in. If there's anyone who's out there that still has not yet given their name and where they're calling from, go ahead and do so at this time before we begin this call in prayer.
Great morning. Great morning. This is Greg Cartwright, Northern Cal. To God be the glory. Artists International.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the line, G. Cartwright. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. And let us all bow in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because this is a new day that you have made, that you have allowed for us to wake up, to get up, to press in, Father. We thank you because you kept us through the night and brought us safely into another day. You kept us in a safe place, and Father God, we will bless your name at all times, and your praises shall continually be in our mouth. So as we go out today, we go out knowing that something great is going to happen for us today. So no matter what it is, oh God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it was yesterday, we know that something great is going to happen for us today. So we will decree it and we will declare it, and you said that it will be so. So Father, right now, I thank you for the founders of the TMC call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to enlighten them, enhance them, empower them, Father God, as they go throughout their day, Father. Continue to bless their families in a mighty way. And I lift up Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family to you. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would do great and mighty things in Artists International. As we have closed out the month of September and we are embarking this day into the month of October, Father God, I pray, Father God, that this will be a month like never before for many, from the customer all the way to the platinum, Father. Father, right now, I pray that this airway will be clear and free, uncontaminated, unhindered, no weapon formed against it shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. As the speaker would come this morning, Elder Robin, I pray that you would anoint her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Allow her throat to be clear. Allow the word to go forth in the name of Jesus, Father. And we will be forever grateful to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, for we will bless you at all times. And your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Why? Because you are a great God. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our host for this morning. You all have a wonderful, wonderful, and great day.
God bless you. God bless you. Sister Tiffany, thank you so much. This is Tammy in South Carolina. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you, the Master's Call listeners. And thank you so much for our Sister Tiffany for that strategic prayer this morning. Hallelujah. I stand in agreement. There is nothing too hard for my God. We already have the victory, so we give the praises to the Lord even before we see the manifestation. Here on the Master's Call, we're so delighted, so happy that you stopped by this call this morning to get the word from the Lord. And as As Sister Tiffany said, we will be receiving the word from our own prayer general, Minister Robin B. Wilson, who will be coming up for you. But we want to let you know that we are celebrating here on the Master's Call this month, all month long. We are celebrating, amen. We are so happy that this is our third birthday, October 25th, 2010. Was the start of the Master's Call. This call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and you can go to our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, to get the entire history of the call, and also to see, to hear, to download any and all of the messages since the inception of this call that breaks yokes, this call that breaks bonds, this call that makes a difference in the lives of believers. The mandate that was given to these women was to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And we stand boldly on the Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And see, here on the Master's Call, we love to pray. As I said, our prayer general, Minister Robin, will be coming forward to give you a word this morning. We take your prayer report and your prayer request by email, and that email address that you can send it to, as long as also with your feedback, is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So send that information in on every Friday. Today is Friday. It's a faithful Friday, and we're so glad to have you with us because we're going to have our prayer request and okay, and I will correct myself. This is our second anniversary. We're going into the third year of the Master's Call, forgive me. And that adds up. That's better math. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And we are going to have our prayer request and our praise report coming up at the end of the call. So those of you who are able to stay on, of course, you know that at the half hour, we do have the morning inspiration call, which is Godmother Dorothy's call, and we'll give you that number, 605-475-7000. The PIN is 476-895-POUND. But let me let you know that today's message can be listened to again. It's recorded for you. You go back and listen to the message by calling 712-432-1085, and that pound, that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And we'll give you these numbers again at the end of the call, but we don't want to delay any further. We want to go ahead and bring up the woman of God, again, our prayer general, Minister Robin B. Wilson, who is also a successful, strategic woman of God and business owner in Artists International. She hails from New Jersey, and she is a woman of God that teaches us not only about how to pray, but how to pray strategically, how to pray successfully, how to get those prayers answered and get them to the throne room of our Heavenly Father. So we want to bring up at this time Minister Robin Wilson, come to the line and bring us the word, thus says the Lord, on today. We're so happy to have you, Minister Robin.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Sister Tammy?
God bless you. I can hear you well, Minister Robin. I love you.
I love you, too. Good morning, everyone. Sister Tiffany, thank you so much for greeting the people and clearing the atmosphere. Powerful, powerful word of God. It is a great day. And today we are going to continue the celebration. I love you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. And my title today is Celebrate. We are celebrating, just as you heard many of us say, this month, and we celebrate every day. But this is an important month for us because it is our second anniversary. We're approaching on October 25th. And I want you to just listen to, we were talking about this yesterday, we heard it, to God be the glory. Tiffany's mentioned it, all of us have mentioned it, and yes, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us, his son, who yielded his life, our redemption to win, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God, the violence offender, who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon received. Hallelujah. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. That is one of our old hymnals. Many of you may have heard it. And we always say to God be the glory. And I say that again today. We thank him for the TMC call. We thank him and we are celebrating because of what this call has done for each one of us, what this call has done through us, what this call is doing in our lives and in the lives of others. So we are celebrating TMC. We are celebrating your faithfulness because you've been on this call every single day. We are celebrating the holiness of our God. We are celebrating his mercy. We're celebrating his people. Let's celebrate the kingdom of God. Let's celebrate again, TMC. Let's celebrate because of two women who were faithful, who heard his voice, and they brought this call forward, the manifestation of TMC. So we celebrate again the work that's being done in my life, the work that's being done in their lives, the work that's being done in your life. Let's celebrate the mission that he's given Tiffany, the mission that he may have given Willa, the mission that he would have given Tammy, Joni. I can name all of you, Greg Cartwright. Let's celebrate from generation to generation what God has done. And we all can say to God be the glory. And you know what? There are so many people, TNC family, who are living, who have died, and they've never had an opportunity to step into the destiny that God had for them, the destiny that God has designed for their lives. Remember, the Lord said in Jeremiah 29:11 that he had a plan for you, a plan with a purpose, a future, an expected end. So we can say to God be the glory because we have stepped in. We have heard the word of God imparted in our life on this call through the men and women who have spoken the word of God. And even the scripture that we stand on, Psalm 88:13. But I, O Lord, and this is the new International Version, New American Standard Version, and it says, but I, O Lord, I've cried out to you for help. Not just Robin, but Joni, Rushi, Godmother, Dr. PK, Candy, Tiffany, LaShawn, Benita, we've all cried out to him for help. And in the morning, our prayer went before him. We start our call off because of this call, bringing glory to our God. So we are celebrating the TMC family. And another scripture, Psalm 5:3, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. Think about it. We've learned about prayer on this call. Another scripture, Psalm 32. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. We are celebrating because you can bring your prayer requests, you can bring your praise reports, and we are praying on your behalf. And that's because of the TMC call. So we say to God be the glory for the great things that he has done through this call. Another scripture, Psalm 119:147. I rise before dawn and I cry for help and I wait for your words. Glory to God. We learn how to wait on the Lord. We learn that we are being transformed by the word of God. Dr. Vanessa has taught us that. Dr. PK has taught us that. Minister Everett has taught us that. Pastor Chuck has taught us that. You need to know your God. So we are celebrating, hallelujah, the TMC call. I thank you, Lord, for this call. I thank you what you're doing in each and every single one of our lives. And he said that we can come to him boldly, to his throne. and we can find grace and mercy in the time of need. So again, celebrate. We're doing it all month, but we do it daily. And I say thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, Dr. PK. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all you have done for allowing this call to be manifested so we can be that minister in the marketplace, so we can pray for others, so we can learn how to decrease so he can increase. And we say, praise the Lord, to God be the glory for all the great things that he has done. He loved us so much that he allowed us to have this call where we can start our day off with him, and then we go into the world as his minister in the marketplace, telling others about Artists International and telling others about the greatness of our King and what he's done in our life with these products, and most importantly, by being his child. So again, I say celebrate. I'm excited. I am grateful. I am humble because of what God has done and what he's doing. I look forward to many, many, many more reports of his goodness in each and every single one of your lives, in my life, and in the lives of the individuals that we are touching. So let's continue to celebrate and say to God be the glory for the great things he has done. In the mighty name of Jesus, back to you, Sister Tammy.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Robin, thank you so much. We certainly do celebrate with you this morning. Praise God. And all of you I know out there on the Master's Call, the family is celebrating also. We are so, so excited as we go into the third year of the Master's Call. It is so wonderful to see the many things that God is doing and how he is blessing and blessing and blessing us. So we are so, so, so delighted to have the Word of God coming from our own prayer journal. And as I said, today is Friday. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we certainly are rejoicing and being glad in it. We want you to know that as we open our Q&A session, our founder is going to take us into that part of the call, but we are going to have you press star 6 at that time, and that will bring you into the queue. That will allow you to give us first your praise report. We always want to give praise even as we're going through. We know that that's what brought the walls down for Jericho. That's what got the victory for Jehoshaphat. So we know that we praise God for the victory even before we see the manifestation. Amen. And then you'll give us your prayer request, and we take those before the Lord and stand in agreement with you on those things, of course, that line up with the Word of God. We want to remind you again of Godmother Dorothy's call. That call is coming up on the half hour, and I'll give you that number now as we get prepared to bring our prayer request forward by Minister LaShawn. That number for Godmother Dorothy's call is 605-475-7000. Again, 605-475-7000. And that pin is 476-895-pound, 476-895-pound. And also, again, if you want to listen to the Master's Call live recording for each day of the call, the same day, you can call back to our number, playback number, and that number is 712-432-1085, and that pin is 957-677-pound. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and call for Minister LaShawn to bring our prayer request before the Lord as we prepare to go forward into the next portion of our call. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. God bless you, my sister. I can hear you well.
Minister LaShawn.
PK? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Dr. PK, go ahead.
Before you get ready to do this, I need to do two things. And number one, ask that you pray for our good morning, TMC family. I love and appreciate you. I'm trying to get off this call so that I can go on over to the other call and pray this morning. But listen, I would like for you to pray for the motivational conference that is coming up in Atlanta, Georgia, on the 20th of October. We are absolutely looking forward to this particular event. It is one that the founders are welcoming and embracing because It is preparing us and getting us ready for the extravaganza. So I'm asking that you pray for the Jacksons, who are very instrumental in hosting and this call, and pray for the Platinums as they come forth. As I have asked earlier this week, that we have people ready to come and get and be spotlighted as we celebrate our mathematician, my co-host here, it has corrected me. I say that we come in up on our third anniversary and celebrating our third anniversary, but she says babies aren't born with the birthday of one. They are born with a birthday of zero. We started in 2010. The mere fact that we are making it to 2012 to celebrate, I said it was three, but I've confused you all. She said, she corrected me, it is two. 2 years, and then we are entering our third year. We will have completed 2 years. It feels like we are, but anyway, it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because we are coming into our third year. Okay, so that's that. Our Mr. Greg Cartwright has been waiting for 2 days to say to be spotlighted for his listening to the GMC call. When I was gone, he was listening, and so we want to give him a minute before we get ready to go into our prayer this morning, and then we will go right into our prayer, Lashawn, after he has been spotlighted. Mr. Greg Cartwright, are you there so that you can come on and give us what thus said the Lord for you as you are spotlighting and celebrating? And be short this morning because we got praise and prayer requests also after this. Okay, Mr. Cartwright, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. President and accounted for. Okay. Great morning, great morning, and great morning to the TMC family, Artists International as well. Thank you, Dr. Peek. I really appreciate this opportunity. As you know, I don't have any glue in my mouth, and I'm definitely not going to sit here tighter than the clam with lockjaw. I'm going to give God the glory. And first and foremost, to all the people on the line, I'd like to thank you. I'm Greg Cartwright out of Northern California. I love this call. Just an amazing call. This is the best way to wake up every morning. It's better than a cup of coffee. It's better than my Lviv, and that's somewhat debatable, depending what morning it is. But I'll tell you what, it's right there neck and neck. It's incredible to wake up praising God, praising the company that praises God, and the products that's held so much help, hope, and healing for a lot of different people throughout the world and have been, and the company that has so much forward momentum. I'd like to thank you, Dr. PK, for renewing the spirit in Artists International. I'd like to thank you, Dr. Ambassador Roberts, for bringing back that energy in Artists International. I'd like to thank you for touching the lives. I'd like to thank all the women that's on this line that's praising God every morning. It's too numerous to count, but names I don't want to miss. I'm just going to say everyone in this line that come on that host this call is simply incredible. All incredible listeners that we listen to, whether it's Marie Preston from the north side of town, whether it's Arushi Jones, who I just love, just simply incredible, and all the other leaders that's on here, just too numerous. But Dr. PK and Robert, thank you for coming on. Thank you for blessing the calls, not just this one, other calls as well, too, bringing back that spirit in Artists International, getting us back on our axis in the company and moving us ahead in proper alignment with the mission that the company has founded. I just thank you tremendously, and I just love, respect, and appreciate you. Truly, you're a first ambassador, and you are a spiritual power of five. You're definitely astonishing. You're definitely amazing. Just definitely Artists International, and definitely first ambassador. You're a spiritual power of five, and I'd just like to thank you for allowing me this opportunity to be able to share this morning. And once again, thank all the incredible, incredible co-hosts, all the people at Artists International, all the people on this line, and first and foremost, to God be the glory. And I just pray that I could be more accountable and I make more spiritual deposits where I can receive more physical withdrawals. To God be the glory. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Mr. Cartwright. Okay. We appreciate you, and we also appreciate any of you who would like to step to the front and be spotlighted during this month as you celebrate with us our second birthday, and we are entering our third year in the business. God bless you. We love you and appreciate you. Mr. Lashawn could you come to the front of the call and give us our prayer for all of our prayer requests individually?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
God bless you too. Amen. Father, we come to you. We just thank you so much. We have so much joy in our lips, so much joy in our hearts, so much joy professing from our tongues for all the mighty works you have done for us. We thank you, Father, for that supernatural power that you constantly give to us, even when we know we do not deserve it as sinners, Lord. But we thank you for showing us how to take our flesh to the cross every day and changing our lives, changing our behaviors, becoming ministers in the marketplace, and showing others that if you enter the kingdom of spirit through the blood of the Lamb and being washed through the water, that all will be well and you will be forgiven. Thank you for forgiving us and washing our sins pure as snow, Lord. Thank you for covering us with the blood of the Lamb and showing us, Lord, that we can do the right thing as long as we believe and trust and daily take our flesh to the cross, Father. We thank you, to God be the glory, for giving us the opportunity, Lord, to praise you. And as we always say, Father, with a million tongues, we still couldn't praise you enough. We praise you in the morning. We praise you in the afternoon. We praise you in the evening. We dream of pleasing and praising you as well, Father, Lord God. We bring our prayer requests to you, Father, and we already touch and agree because we know it is so. We know you already eradicated these diseases that are bowing down in the name of Jesus. We already know that you've given comfort and peace to those who are in need. But Father God, we're just calling the names for the kingdom of heaven to hear them, Lord, so that these families can be testimonies unto what you can and will do. You are the Alpha and the Omega in our lives. You are the Alpha and the Omega for this world, Father, Lord God. You are the Alpha and Omega for everything that has any existence and or life, from the creatures above sea to those at the bottom of the sea, Father, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the Jackson family. Allow this conference to go unhindered with no demonic forces, with no evil, no bad intent. Allow this to be a prerequisite for our extravaganza that is going to bring more blue jackets on that stage. More blue jackets mean more ministering to the marketplace, more help, more people being introduced to Artists International, Father, Lord God. I ask that the listener on this call who did not know about Artists International will have faith and go back to the person that introduced them to this call and ask them how they, too, can help people with their health. They can help people with being more green and conscious about our environment, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and the steadfastness you give to them, Lord. Thank you for blessing Papa de Leon and getting him through surgery safely, Lord. Thank you for the physicians who have the knowledgeable instruments and ways to perform the surgery to give him extended life, Father, Lord God. We thank you for Rushi. We thank you for Gwen Beatty, Lord. Remember, let us remember the fill a bottle and save a life. Do not let that initiative die. When things get, you know, exciting and the momentum is there, we love it and we feed into it. But, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we remember this initiative to keep this sister going, Father, Lord God. She is your child. She believes in your work, Father, Lord God. She is a minister in the marketplace, so we touch and agree that it is so. Watch over Sean George, Lord. Take away the thirst and the quench for using drugs and place him back into recovery, Father, Lord God. Show him that there is a way that he doesn't need crack cocaine and heroin anymore in order to survive. Let him know that you are his natural get high. Let him know that you are the one that's going to keep him going, Father, Lord God, and not these demonic substances, Lord. We just ask that you just bring the angels and show him that hurt is no more if he believes, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the Henry family. We already know that Mr. Henry's body has been touched by you. We already know that you have given him life. We already know that bleeding will and has stopped, Father, Lord God, so we thank you. We thank you for the Mills family, the Jones family, the Talbot family. Thank you for them trusting and believing in the word, Father, Lord God. Papa Preston, Father, Lord God, thank you for blessing him. The Weatherstone family, the Taylor family, and all those who drop to their knees and believe in the word of Christ, we thank you, Father, Lord God. So as we go our way, before we get on the question and answer call, those that are going to the motivational call, allow them to be open and receptive to what Godmother Dorothy Cook has to say. Allow them to not be blinded by success, but hear the pureness in her heart and the will that she has for others to be successful, Father, Lord God. Allow them to be able to look past the fame and glory and say that this woman is a dedicated woman of God who is willing to show other people how to turn their lives around and teach others to do the same thing. Father, Lord God, we encourage those that are on the call for the Q&A session to profess the testimony that you have given to them, Lord, to profess the storms that they weathered but allow them to grow into more ministers in the marketplace. We seal this call in agreement. We know that it is so. Guide our feet during a weekend and allow us to come back on Monday. All these things we ask in your beautiful, precious name, Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Sister Tammy.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister LaShawn. We thank you for closing us in prayer this portion of our call and bringing our prayer requests before the Lord this morning. Praise God, we're in agreement that it is done. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you for joining us here on the Master's Call this morning. We are celebrating again our two-year anniversary, but going into our third year, praise the Lord. We want to encourage each of you to be the minister in the marketplace that the Lord has made you. And we will see you or hear you on the call on Monday. Have a blessed week. And we will go immediately into the Q&A session. And our founder, Dr. Vanessa Wetterswin, will lead us from here. Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning to our TMC family. Thank God for each and every one of you who have participated thus far. I'm going to again remind everyone, as Dr. PK has requested, to please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com and just let us know that you have a testimony of what the call has done for you, because we'd love for the entire call to hear about it each and every morning as we have our month celebration for beginning this call October 25th back in 2010. And we want people to know that this is a place, this is a platform where it is all about the Master and his power and his miraculous works in operation. So we see our queue is filling up, and we want to get right to it so that we can hear the praise reports and the testimonies. And I'm going to ask Minister LaShawn to make sure she's scribing with our prayer request today so that we can come back and cover each and every prayer request in prayer. We're going to start with area code 708-256, 708-256. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, TMC family. This is Willa. Wonderful, beautiful message, Minister Robin. Thank you so much. I just wanted to let you know that I spoke with Edro Summers, who has been praying for Charles Shelton's salvation, and we put him on the prayer list. I talked with her yesterday, and she said that he is on the verge of accepting the Lord as his personal Savior. However, his hesitancy is because he's been involved with another group, the Muslim group, and he felt that if he accepted the Lord as his personal Savior, he would be rejected, although he's on the verge. So she asked that we continue to pray for Charles Shelton, that God will release, that he will be released from that attack that he's having and accept the Lord as his personal Savior. Thank you so much for your prayers, and Ero wanted me to know that she really appreciates your prayer. Thank you.
All righty. You know, the biggest and the greatest miracle of all is salvation, and that's where the eternal life comes in. So we will definitely bombard heaven and call out Charles Shelton's name. All right, the next person we have, you're coming up anonymous. Mr. or Mr. Ms. Anonymous, the floor is yours. Hello, you're already unmuted. All you have to do is just speak.
Hello?
Yeah, that's you. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh, are you talking to Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's Angela Hill. I'm Angela Virginia. Good morning. It's so nice to hear your voice. I have a private report. Got hired on the spot at a job interview yesterday. Going back into corporate America, so now with the two jobs because I need to fund my artist business. So I'm just going to do what it takes so I can build my business. And also a prayer request for Alani. It was just the first day of fall, he has this cough, and I got my products set. I'm giving him a read, and now I just added MultiPlus to his regimen every day, twice a day, in the morning and at night. So just a prayer for him, but just a praise report, because God is so good for that Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill, that we just have to keep our desires in our hearts and write it down and imagine it. That is such a good book, and I just praise God for you guys and everything that you guys do for me and my family.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry. What was the name of who had the cough? I didn't get their first name.
Alani, my little one, Alani.
Okay. We got it, and we will definitely in prayer. And thank you so much for being such a faithful supporter of the call and calling in. We're headed out. I think this is Chicago area to 773-315. 773-315, you're up.
Hi, yes, good morning. My name is Jessica Price, and I actually have a praise report. I started a new position after leaving a position of 20 years, and I asked you guys to pray for my success in the new position. I've actually been in it now for a little over 2 months, and it's just continuing to be prosperous for me. I was just invited here on last night to fly out to New Jersey because they now value, I guess I left a position where I felt there was no value. And now, I'm like I said, I was actually selected out of a lot of people to actually give my opinion in terms to ideas that I have that I can bring forward that will actually be implemented in the new company that I'm in. So I thank you guys for praying for me, and just ask that you continue to pray for my success as I move forward.
Amen. Well, we will definitely lock an agreement with you, Jessica, for the favor of the Lord to continue to be on your life. Amen and amen. All right, going all the way out, I think this is Tacoma, Washington, to 253-678. 253-678, you're up.
Sorry, I was on mute. Can you hear me?
Yes, is this Miss Ronnie?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby. I, as usual, I have to call and give God praise for Richard, and that's my brother. I put him on the list several times. All week long, he kept saying, I need support for this surgery. He had foot surgery yesterday, and I did everything I was supposed to do, and I heard him talk to another person, and he made a comment about having some pills. He was supposed to stay at my daughter's, and we was going to help him this, you know, through his recovery. He got out of the hospital and told me, no, Ronnie, just take me home. I think I could do this by myself. I just pray that that spirit can be broken off of him. I know he didn't have the surgery for this reason, but that was his motivation, to sell the pills that the doctor gave him after this surgery. That is such a stronghold in this state and around me, people that I've seen. And I'm upset that my brother is even partaking in it. And I'm just praying for him. So I just put his name out there, Richard Gordon, once again. We need God to save this young man.
Okay, and God is able, and you keep positive and keep encouraged, knowing that God's word and his promises are yay and amen, and we will definitely lock in agreement with you. We're going now to Ms. LaShawn. The floor is open.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, Mother Eagle. Good morning, TMC family. This is LaShawn in Delaware by means of New York City. I want to give a testimony. I mean, I'm jumping up and down. I gave like a blurb about my son and how, you know, his teachers are saying that he's doing well and he's excelling and they have everything they were looking for in a student. And this is after being told by another teacher that he's never going to excel and do well because he was lazy, and that he's smart and he has what it takes, but he's not motivated enough, and she doesn't see him doing anything at all with his life. Well, I'm here to tell you that not only has my baby been getting straight A's, 100 on his math test, he told me, Mom, my goal is to make you happy, but most of all to make God proud. And he's only 10 years old. For him to be excited about Bible study, for him to have done pulpit duty and welcome business in the church, and now just acing his math and science tests, it just makes me so proud because I felt so defeated. But God, he said, don't give up. Don't give up. And like I said, the reinforcement with my family on this call and the prayers and me just being steadfast, being a minister in the marketplace, knowing that God is able, that is what's going on. And then my daughter told me just now, she said, Mommy, I heard you praying. And she said, I was sorry because I was praying to God too. And I was just praying to God to tell him to thank you and to make me a good girl. And then she goes, my teacher lets me pray in class before we start schoolwork. And I know that they took prayer out of school, but her school lets her pray for, with her little classmates and encourage her for the day. So I just want to let you all know that if you think that your children are going the wrong way, remember, train them the way that, that God wants them. So even if they stray, they will not be far away from his word. So I'm just excited. I am just happy. And I just had to, like, shout and dance like David. I'm just excited.
Amen, amen, amen. That is definitely an encouraging testimony, and it tells us that as we just continue walking, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because God is with us, and he is truly with your children. And we just praise God for that praise report for both of your children. All right, we're going to head out to Indiana to Miss Jackie. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Excuse me. I want to call in and thank God for this call. This call has been such a blessing in my life, and it has changed me. And I thank God that the change in me others are starting to see. And that is what I want God to show up through me so that I can bless others. I had to pick my grandchildren up a few days ago, and as I picked them up, we got in the car, and I was surprised when the conversation in the car went to God and how they can be saved, and all three of them were in there, and I just thank God for that because they're starting to see a change in me. They're starting to see a change in their mother, and that is tremendous because their mother was just like, I know what's right. I'll do what's right. But God is tremendously changing her and coming into her. And now it's starting to show in the children. Even my grandson had an experience that he was trying to talk to me about. And he said at first he was so scared, but as this entity came into his room and touched him, he said, he even asked him, he says, am I dead? Am I going to hell? And he said, and the little voice whispered back to him, says, no, you go back to sleep. You got school. And he said, and there was such a peace and calmness that came over him, and he felt good. And now he wants to know more and more and more about God. So you guys pray for my family. You pray for me that I can continue to show my light so that my family can be blessed through me. And also I have a prayer request, and actually the prayer has already gone up. I'm just asking you to stand in agreement. My daughter had found a home here that she was just about to move into. She had spoken to the landlords, and they had agreed to let her have the home. She needs the space because the children are growing, and the space she's in is very small. And they made an agreement, and she was preparing to make this move, and then she got a text message that they decided to go up on the agreed amount of rent by $500, a substantial amount, which is more than she can afford. But God is still able. It's a beautiful home. There's still no one in the home, but we're going to stand in agreement that they are going to drop the additional money that they have added, and she will be able to move her family into this home. So I thank you so much, TMC family. You guys have just been such a blessing to me.
Amen. Well, you know you've been a blessing to all of us. And Dr. PK and myself personally often talk about your love and your consistency for the call, but your love for our lives. And I let you know that letter you sent to me was such a blessing, so I can just give a testimony of how you've been such a testimony to this call. All right, we had to clear the queue. It got so full. So if we have anybody else who wants to give their prayer request or praise reports before we go to prayer, we are, again, celebrating 2 years that God has given the Master's Call, and we just praise God for that awesome word that Minister Robin brought to us this morning, reminding us, keeping before us the goodness of God and how he's carried us through these 2 years, and we're looking forward to crossing over into our third year. All right, we have another caller, 813-298, 813-298. You give us your first name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. Joni from Tampa. Welcome back, Minister Vanessa. I haven't had a chance to say nothing to you, but I miss your voice. I really missed it. You are such inspiration. E.K. Roberts is an inspiration, too, but y'all together, I like Greg's word, glory be to God. Oh, so I just want to say thank you. I got my blood count yesterday. It's up 9.3. It haven't been up in the nines for the last 5 months. So my Levine, my Noni, my B12s, my Green 29, everything is moving up. I'm going up. So I just say I want to say thank you so much for praying for me. And I don't know. I woke up 2 days ago with just arms swollen. I don't know if something bit me. I had blood a while back, and I don't know if it's a reaction to that, but I'm not going to even claim that or go into that. But it's feeling a lot better since Tiffany prayed for it this morning. I'm putting it up a little higher. But I just want to say thank you. You all are such an inspiration. And I know I come a long way. I know they see a change in me because I had a big mouth and my mouth wasn't good at one time. But now I just praise God all day long. I just thank him for being so good to me. And you all have really, really been a big inspiration. But I just want to ask you for one prayer. I have brought my car into the Chrysler dealer 3 times for the last 2 months. It keep running hot. They keep telling me, well, they did the water pump. Then they did the radio. They did the thermostat. Then they announced the radiator cap. Now I'm right back here again this morning. Now he's going to tell me that the radiator is half on this side is running hot. This side is 30%. Some old stuff. I don't know. But it's under warranty. So y'all just pray that they do take care of that warranty. Make me feel like they don't want to do nothing to it because it's under warranty, you know, like they're looking for some money. But just pray that they get everything straight because I need my car so I can go out in the marketplace so I can be a minister there. So thank you.
Amen. Well, we definitely will be lifting you up in prayer, and we do love and appreciate your consistent support to the call also. Amen, amen, amen. Is there anyone else that wants to hit *6 and come into queue before we cover all these prayer requests? We praise God for so many of you who are still on the line this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you. This has just been an exciting season for us. And so if not, we'll go on and go into prayer. I'm not sure. I don't see her back on the line. Let me see. LaShawn, did you write down the prayer request? Were you able to, Minister LaShawn? Your line is open. Okay, I'm not sure if she's in a place where she cannot speak. Well, I'll go on and cover these prayer requests in prayer so that for those of you who still may want to appreciate it in the last 10, 15 minutes of our other call. But we're excited because one of the main mandates that God gave us when we birthed this call was to be midwives in prayer. And I think we all know what midwives do. Midwives help you push till the birthing of a thing. And so we consider it an honor, and we are always at this time, I'm going to make an appeal too, looking for prayer warriors, prayer generals. And you don't have to pray eloquently, just have the prayer life. And you are more than welcome to be part of our team. Many of you all have been sitting at the table, being fed and getting full. And now we're asking you to step up and be a server for a while, and email us and let us know, and our prayer general, Robin, will get back with you. But we are excited to serve you in prayer. So let's go to the throne room of God where we can bombard heaven for a word from the Lord. Father, we thank you this day. We thank you this fifth day of October that we've never seen before. We thank you for this season as we have completed 2 years of being consistent, of being faithful to be here each and every morning for a place, for a platform where you alone, the Master, Lord Jesus Christ, your name is glorified. So we thank you as your children have come forth with different prayer requests and petitions, because we know that you're a God that hears but utmost answers prayer. So we thank you on behalf of Willa's prayer request. We call out Charles Shelton's name. Father, he is a soul that needs to be saved. Continue to send laborers across his path. Continue to stir up in his heart the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Father, we call him saved in you. We call him out of the jaws of darkness, snatching him out and bringing him into your marvelous light. Father, he has a heart that is open now. So we thank you for the right words, for your touch to bring him into the kingdom of God, to stir up the gifts inside of him and remind him that his life belongs to you. We thank you, Father, for Andrea being hired on the spot. We thank you for the new position that allows her the freedom to let her gifts and talents be seen. We thank you even for the use of the artist products for her child that has helped and will continue to heal the cough. We just praise God for the favor that you have given her, and she will continue to be your minister in the marketplace. We celebrate with Jessica on her praise report for her new position. Continued favor for her. Continue to order her footsteps, even as she goes to New Jersey to this meeting. We ask for the wisdom of God to be downloaded in her spirit so that she utters the oracle straight from the throne room of God that will bless her life, bless the company, but utmost, Father, they will be edified. But you will be glorified. Continue to let Jessica be your mouthpiece in the marketplace. We thank God for Ronnie and her love for her brother. We call out Richard Gordon's name. We curse the assignment of addiction, the assignment of being a part of any kind of illegal activity with these drugs. Father, arrest him like you did Paul on the road to Damascus. Arrest him by the Holy Ghost. Let him have that Damascus road experience. Father, let him see that only in you, through you, can he live the life that he desires to live of peace, of joy. And I thank you for a sister who stands in the gap and makes up the hedge for her brother. We curse and sever at the root every illegitimate relationship, people in his life that should not be. All Father, send those laborers into his life that will speak life and life more abundantly. Let his heart be more pliable to hear your word. According to 2 Corinthians 4:3, snatch the blinders off of his eyes so that he will not be blinded by sin. He will not be blinded by addictions. But he will see the light and the truth of your word. We curse the assignment of death or catastrophe off of his life. We just speak that the hedge of protection is around him and his deliverance is nigh. We thank you for Shyla Sean's praise report for her children. We thank you that her son and her daughter, their gifts, their talents are being stirred up. We thank you for the great progress that both of them are making in school and in church. Father, continue to do as your word says, that if we train up a child, if we pour into them the word, Father, if we demonstrate before them your lifestyle, that they will never stray. And Father, even if they think about straying, those prayers will bring them back. Well, we thank you for Jackie and what you're doing in her family, what you're doing first in her. As she has lined up, Father, she's lined up with that Deuteronomy 28, that it reverses every generational curse. And it starts to flow down from generation to generation. And, Father, as the breakthroughs have been coming in Jackie's life, as the favor and the wisdom of God has been flowing in Jackie's life, we thank you for the change in her daughter. We thank you for the lining up of your will and your purposes being accomplished even in her children. We thank you in her grandchildren that they're crying out, hungry like the deer panteth after the water for more of you. Now, we speak their lives saved, healed, and whole in you. Now, Father, this house that you have promised her daughter, and we curse the assignment of the enemy, backlash, retaliation, revenge. You have no dominion. You cannot come in and take it away. Now, Father, we just speak and send the word of conviction to this landlord, that he will honor his word, that he will honor his promises, and that he will have to come back to her and do right by her. We are not moved by what it looks like. We're not moved by any interference that the enemy would try to bring. We quench every fiery dart of this $500 increase. We call it quenched. We put an axe to the root and destroy it. Now, Father, I thank you that a house, a great house, a comfortable house in the price range that her daughter desires, it is done. And it is so. We thank you for Joni's health. We continue to thank you for the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue of her blood count. We praise God for the healing virtue that's flowing through her body. We thank God for her use of the artist products. We speak to her arms now. The swollenness, your name, and you have to bow to the name of Jesus. Pain, your name, and you must now bow to the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the healing virtue of God to flow through her. Continue to stir up this evangelist, God, and continue to let her mouthpiece be an oracle of your word and your will being triumphed in the land. I thank you for her life, her family. We speak favor with this situation with the car. Father, I thank you that those who would try to not do what they're supposed to do, arrested by the Holy Ghost, give her the favor of God, and especially while this car is under warranty. Father, bring in the right mechanics, the right people that will touch that car and fix it correctly, and it will perform and operate correctly with her safety permanent. And I thank you that it's done in Jesus' name. We continue to lift up Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Father, we thank you that breast cancer is a name, and it is bowing to the name of Jesus. We remember as a TMC family to go to the website and yes, pray for her, but send the finances and to fill a bottle, savealife.com, and help triumph in this walk. Father, I thank you that we speak to every cell, every organ, every tissue, every muscle in her body, and we command it to line up and perform and function. Father, I thank you for her constitution and her will to live, to complete the assignments on her life. We continue to lift up her mother, and we speak the blessings of the Lord on her mother. No worry, no fear that Evangelist Gwen will live, and she shall not die to declare the goodness of the Lord. She is our miracle in the making. Now, Father, for the unspoken prayer request on this line, for each and every member on this line, you know the desires of their heart. You know the needs, Father. You know that your will be done, and we speak your kingdom come in their lives. And, Father, as we're celebrating this place, this platform, this position to glorify your name, we celebrate what you're doing in our lives. And even as we enter this season of October, we curse the assignment of the enemy of Halloween, of Satan's evil devices. We cancel ignorance in the land that we will not celebrate the devil's holiday. Oh, but we'll call it a hallelujah time where the forces of darkness will be triumphed over by the forces of light. According to Colossians 3:15, Father, we will triumph over these dark forces openly. And in this season, we will be strategic. We will be wise. We will be prayerful, and purposeful to cancel every demonic activity that the enemy would try to hurl forth during this, quote, holiday Halloween season. Showered now by a hallelujah season with the blood of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for this call. And as we leave this call and as we go into our wonder-working weekend to worship you willingly, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that you put upon us. We thank you for our businesses with artists. We thank you for every job, every outreach. We thank you that we are your light and we are your hand extended. So as we go from this call, but never, never, never from your presence, have your way in our lives, and we will give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. So go out today. We thank all of our TMC staff that opened up the call, and I think it was Tiffany, I'm not looking at the calendar, who greeted our people. Yes, we thank you, Sunshine, for opening prayer and greeting God's people. Minister Tammy, thank you so much for always being in place. And that word, thank you, Minister Robin, for reminding us to celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Now leave this call and go out and celebrate life. Be his minister in the marketplace, knowing that we all work together better. Be blessed, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye.